From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. More testimonies coming on Capitol Hill today on the gushing Gulf oil leak and its impact on the environment. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, scientists will also talk about efforts to measure the amount of oil and natural gas pouring into the sea from the ruptured well.
BP has insisted there is no accurate way to measure what's gushing out of underwater pipes. Its guesstimate, 5,000 barrels a day. But several scientists who've seen a short video of the plumes of oil and gas tell NPR it could be 10 times that or more. They might soon be able to offer a more precise analysis. Tuesday, a Senate committee released a longer 5-minute video of billowing clouds of oil spewing from a broken blowout preventer. In congressional testimony Tuesday, Admiral Thad Allen said the Coast Guard faces severe challenges trying to contain and clean up the spill. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar admitted his agency's oversight of offshore drilling had been lax. He promised to push out bad apples and overhaul federal regulations. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
In Kentucky, conservative Republican Rand Paul and his Tea Party backers have brought down an establishment candidate in the Senate primary. Arkansas Lieutenant Governor has made a strong showing in the three-way Democratic Senate primary. Kelly McNeil of member station KUAR in Little Rock reports that the outcome threatens incumbent Senator Blanche Lincoln. Now there will be a runoff.
Lincoln was hoping to avoid a runoff. A double-digit lead in early polls over Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter evaporated on primary night. Halter greeted the news as a victory for those frustrated with the status quo.
Arkansans have said today with a very loud voice that they know that if you send the same people to Washington, you're guaranteed to get the same results.
Whoever wins the Democratic primary will face Arkansas Congressman John Bozeman in the general election. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McNeil in Little Rock.
NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving says the third Arkansas candidate, D.C. Morrison, forced that runoff.
Now, part of the reason for this is that there's a third candidate in the picture, D.C. Morrison, a Little Rock businessman, and he's more to the right than either of the other two Democratic candidates. But by taking away just enough votes to keep either of the others from getting 50%, he's going to push the two leading candidates, Halter and Lincoln, into that runoff where anything could happen.
Segment. That's NPR's Ron Elving. Pennsylvania Democrats have rejected Senator Arlen Specter. He switched from the Republican Party in hopes of a sixth term and had White House support. Instead, Congressman Joe Sestak will be the nominee for Senate. Stocks have been drooping worldwide today as new financial regulations in Germany and elsewhere are pressing financial issues in particular downward, and Germany's prime minister says the euro currency is in danger. From Washington, this is NPR News. One candidate bucking the anti-establishment mood, Pennsylvania Democrat Mark Kritz. He's won a special election to fill out the term of the late Congressman John Murtha, a local and national icon famous for bringing federal funds back to his hard-scrabble district. The major parties spent about $1 million each on that race. Fires continue to rage in major buildings in central Bangkok, Thailand. Anti-government demonstrators are setting the blazes following a crackdown by the Thai military. At least 5 people have died in the military operation, which the Thai government declares a success. Patricia Noonan sends this report from Bangkok.
Smoke is billowing as fire slowly consumes Central World, a shopping mall that is considered one of the jewels of Bangkok's shopping district. Protesters also set fire to the Thai Stock Exchange, the headquarters of a television network, and a number of banks. Some of those fires are under control. The Thai government has imposed a curfew from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. to try to contain the unrest that followed the military operation to remove protesters from their encampment. Thousands of red-shirt protesters spent 2 months camped out in Bangkok's commercial and shopping districts in order to force the government to dissolve parliament and hold new elections. The military launched the operation after several attempts at negotiation fell through. Some red-shirt leaders have surrendered to authorities, while a handful of others has escaped. For NPR News, I'm Patricia Noonan in Bangkok.
There's been a brazen attack in Afghanistan today. Insurgents have hit the big U.S. Bagram air base. At least 7 NATO personnel have been hurt, and at least 7 of the insurgents, believed to be Taliban, are dead. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.